Hey, this is Dominique Henderson, your CFP on YouTube, helping you jumpstart your career in financial services. As always, I'm bringing to you fresh ideas from a recently aired video on my YouTube channel, which you can find at www.youtube.com/theYouTubeCFP. Do me a favor, my friend, and text me at 214-699-7599 with any questions you might have from this show so I can help you along your journey in becoming a successful financial professional. Again, that number is 214-699-7599. All right, let's hop into today's topic. I've heard from so many of you that have been presented some really great job opportunities coming into the financial services industry. And the question is how do you show up? What should I say, Dominique? You know, how can I kill that interview? And I want to give you some tips from my coaching lab to help you succeed. Get the pen and paper out. Hey everybody, Dominique Henderson, your CFP on YouTube. Hopefully you're doing well. 2020 is treating you well. And in this video, I really want to concentrate and dig right in on what it's going to take on getting that great killer interview. Like how to just slam it, how to just kill it. I want to cover how you show up just about everywhere, right? How you show up in person, how you show up digitally, right? All this makes a nice package for whoever is interviewing you for this opportunity. And I'm gonna give you some of the tips that I use with my coaching clients. So let's dig right in. Okay, the first aspect of this is how you appear digitally. And I can't emphasize this enough because the world we live in now, a lot of people are going to research you online and LinkedIn and all these different places way before they even pick up the phone and call you. And that's just because there's a premium on our time. We all have the same 168 hours a week, but some of our 168 hours are a little bit more expensive than others, right? You know, I don't want to belittle anybody at this point, but the deal is if you can't show up right digitally, it's gonna be a non-starter, right? I can't tell you how many people after, you know, 5 or 10 minutes of researching them, I realize that I don't want to have a further conversation with them. So you want to make sure that you're appearing digitally the right way. So how do you do that? Well, some of the things that I think you can do that give you immediate ROI so that people will spend more time on trying to figure out who you are and getting you to the next stage is priming your social media profile. Now, we've talked about that before. I'll make sure I link my video in how to do that specifically on LinkedIn. But things like, you know, misspell words or the wrong phone number or an email address that's not as flattering as you would like it to be, right? Maybe we had an email address back in high school that was kind of cool, but now that we're, you know, in our 20s or our 30s, you probably want to get rid of that. Things of that nature. And I would say, you know, that goes all the way down to if you're going to attach different multimedia videos, resumes, presentations to any of those type of social profiles like a LinkedIn, make sure it's your best version of whatever it is. Things of that nature. So I would even bleed that over. LinkedIn is probably the far, you know, head and shoulders above, you know, any of the other social media platforms that is going to really be for business. But with that being said, people are not going to exclusively use just your LinkedIn profile. They're going to go find you on Facebook or Instagram if they can, other profiles like Twitter. So make sure that all your digital profiles look the part when you are applying for that job or looking for that career opportunity. Another part of that I would say is understand what you're applying for, right? You're applying for an opportunity in the financial services industry where you will likely be dealing with somebody's financial future, if not their money directly. So come on, you've got to show a very polished image, you know, pictures on social media that are, you know, you hanging out with your buddies, drinking and stuff like that. That's the kind of stuff you just want to kind of leave off. These are, you know, think about them. Think of these as kind of like background checks, right? And how you're showing up digitally is how you're showing up, period, right? Nowadays, like I said, digital is a big part of that pie that is you. And so therefore your digital footprint is going to be a big part of that also. Now, as far as the finishing touches here, what I would do is go to a website like Canva.com. There are plenty of them like that out there. I've used Canva. You can use the templated LinkedIn banner to create a very professional looking banner that really pops and looks like, you know, really professional. and really signifies what you're after and who you are and all those kind of things. You can really put, you can go get as creative as you want. I would also invest in some really professional headshots that you can put on your LinkedIn profile, because those also set you apart. And if possible, you're gonna invest the money, use that same headshot across all your social profiles. It's easier to identify who this person is if they've got the same profile shot across multiple profiles, social media profiles, instead of a different one every time. You know, one of them is like a selfie that we can, you know, barely make out if it's you and somebody else or whatnot. Just use the same professional headshot, I would say, across all your profiles. That's a great way to have a uniform presence, a very clean presence that is attractive to people that are looking to offer you a job. Hey, Dominique here, and I hope you are really enjoying this week's episode. Look, if you're a current or aspiring financial professional and you'd like to join a community of like-minded individuals that I'm sharing my 20 plus years of experience with, make sure you visit my website at www.djh-capital.com for more information. Now back to this week's episode. After you shore up how you look digitally, then you wanna shore up how you're gonna be looking on the phone. The next stage after you pass the sniff test, if you will, on digital will be probably somebody picking up the phone and doing a screen interview, a phone screen interview with you. And what you show up like there will be important also. There's a couple aspects that I would spend some time on, doing some research on before you are scheduled for that phone screen or phone interview. And one is the company and its mission, right? Who are you interviewing for? What is the mission of the company? Who are they trying to attract as a client? Those things you should, you know, you should be able to say, let's say a good 60 to 90 seconds about that, and have researched that information to speak knowledgeably about it. That's not to say you got to go into their financials and start looking through all that kind of stuff. But what I would say is, if you're, look, for instance, being hired by a, or being looked at by an independent RIA, go use their the SEC website, download their ADV, and peruse it. See what type of clients they serve. See the different fee models they have, things of that nature. Maybe even see where they custody assets, how much they have under management. Maybe look at the other firm principals or people that are part of the firm, because they have to file ADVs too. So those are things that you could be looking at and be researching, which dovetails into the next point. Find out whoever's interviewing you, if possible, look up their LinkedIn profile. Do the same type of research that they're doing on you, on them. Make sure you, you know, you can, if there's, there could be synergies that will allow that conversation to go a lot better. Maybe they went to the same school as you, or know the same people as you, or same from the same hometown as you. So these are things that you can be doing that prepare you for this phone screen. Another tip you may think about using is to research the program you're actually being hired for. And what I mean by that is, let's say you're being looked at by an advisor development program, and you could Google that program and find out a lot about it. You could also look up other people that have graduated from the program or currently in the program on LinkedIn, reach out to them, make the connection, and share notes with them. You know, it may look like something like this. Hey, Bob, I see that you're in XYZ's advisor development program. Would love to connect with you and share networks here on LinkedIn. Bob accepts that connection request. And then you say, hey, my name is Dominique. I'm being considered for this program. I got an interview coming up. Would really love to share notes about what you've been learning in the program. You know, what you like about it, what you don't like about it. Any tips that you can give me, I would really be appreciative. Maybe I can get you a coffee when we, you know, the next week or something like that. So you can get creative with that type of reach out. But the deal is do a little bit more digging, and that's going to be really advantageous for you as you prepare for that phone screen. Now, let's say that you actually make it past the digital sniff test, and then you're making it past the phone interview or phone screen. Then you're probably going to meet somebody in person. So you got to know how to appear. And that is everything from how you're dressed into what you're saying. So let's talk about all of those. First of all, you want to dress to impress, right? I'm not a big t-shirt. I am a big t-shirt guy. I'm not a big dress shirt and suit guy. But when you're looking to find a position in a company, you do want to look the part, right? And even if the company culture is not that, like you won't be wearing that every day, on the first date, if you will, you do want to dress accordingly. So dark suit, you know, gray suit, black suit, navy suit, something like that. You want to make sure that you're wearing that. For your ladies, you want to be having a very conservative suit or dress that you can pull out. And if you don't have one, I would say borrow one if you can. This is a you don't really get a second chance to make a first impression. I know that's cliche, but it's true. So if you do whatever you have to do, you know, you want to come in looking the part, groomed correctly, making sure you're shaving, guys, making sure your hair is done, you know, you got a good haircut, you know, ladies, the things that you need to do in order to look that part. But this is when you actually want to dress up and try to wow them with how you're looking. After you get in there and you find out it's casual Fridays and you can wear jeans every, you know, in the summer, that's all good. But when you're trying to get in the door, you do want to impress them. So dress the part, dress to the nines. I would also say that another tip here is to show up early. The last thing you want is to be trying to book across town, or, you know, you're not familiar with the area of town and you don't know where to go and you're 5 or 10 minutes, or even, you know, God forbid, later than that. If at all possible, show up early. You know, bring you a book or a magazine or your notes or whatever, your little portfolio that you want to use to take down notes. Bring that with you. It's better to show up in the lobby earlier than late. I know that seems like a no-brainer, but you'd be surprised some of the stories that I've heard and some of the things I've even seen when I was interviewing people where people don't show up on time. Last but not least, I would say that you also want to make sure that you maintain direct eye contact, know what you want to talk about, keep it short and sweet to the extent you can. So, you know, some of the things that you want to do probably is role play. Maybe you get a aunt or uncle or mom or dad or whoever, a roommate, somebody to kind of give you some interview questions that may be asked, or just some things that will keep you talking or thinking on your feet. I would always say that if you don't know the answers, it's okay to say you don't know the answer, or say repeat that so that you can have some time to collect your thoughts, calm down, breathe, and give them an answer that would, you know, be befitting of whatever the question is asking. So keep all those things in mind. Those are just some quick tips on interviews, but you got this. I know that you're going to be capable of it, but if you follow these tips, it's going to set you apart and allow you to have the best opportunity for winning that chance at getting hired. Hopefully those tips were helpful. If you need some more instructions specifically around the digital part, I've done a video on that. I'm gonna link it over here. Make sure you take a look at that. Would love for you to subscribe, become a part of the community. A lot of good brain food and a lot of good information being shared here. Make sure you click down below to subscribe, and we'll see you back next time. Bye-bye. Well, that wraps up this week's episode, and I hope you were able to glean at least one takeaway that will help you on your path. You know what? I'd really love to hear what it was that I said that may have helped you. Feel free to drop me an email at info@djh-capital.com. That's info@djh-capital.com. One last thing, my friend, it would really help the podcast if you would leave a review on the platform that you're enjoying it on. I'd really appreciate it, and it will help more financial professionals like yourself find out about what we're doing here. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.